Hey there, this is Seth Juarez from Channel 9 here at MVP Summit 2015 with my good friend Alessandro Del Sole.
Hi Seth,
how are you doing, buddy?
Very good, thank you.
So what's going on? You're an MVP.
Yeah, since 2008.
Oh, so you've been an MVP for a long time.
Yes, this is my seventh summit, yeah.
So what is your MVP status in? What is it that you are MVP?
My expertise is .NET.
Okay.
Yeah.
So .NET in general, like all of .NET?
I used to be a Visual Basic MVP. Mm-hmm. Then the MVP program changed the expertise a little bit, and they grouped the programming languages into the .NET category.
So one of the cool things is that in this month's MSDN magazine,
yes.
This one right here, look, show everybody. This month's,
yes.
So you can get it online at MSDN. There's an article you wrote. Tell us a little bit about
that
article.
Yes, here it is.
Nice.
Yes, the article focuses on building and deploying libraries with integrated Roslyn code analysis. What does this mean?
Yeah, it sounds complicated, right?
But it's not. With Roslyn, Microsoft is offering the C# and Visual Basic compilers as an open source project. And they offer advanced code analysis APIs. With these APIs, the compiler provides all of the information about our source code, which includes the compilation process, but also any diagnostics, any errors, any information at any point in the source code. So with Roslyn, you can plug into the Visual Studio's code editor your custom code analysis rules. But the biggest benefit is when you do this for your own APIs. So if you build libraries or if you create custom controls, you can also add your custom analysis rules. So this is very useful for your customers because your controls or your libraries might require specific programming patterns.
Sure, sure.
So your code analysis might improve the way developers use your code, might provide the proper code fixes in case of errors. You might provide custom refactorings and so on. And this article explains how to couple the custom APIs with custom code analysis and deploy the result to NuGet.
So this is interesting because I feel like there's three or four things that we need to discuss. The first is, what is it that Roslyn gives you?
Yeah.
Once you have that, what are some of the things that you can do and how do you do that?
Yes.
And then the last thing is, and this is probably the most interesting, is that you can provide code analysis over libraries that you build to provide specific sort of helps on that, and maybe we can discuss that. So let's start with the first. What is it that Roslyn is actually giving you that you can look at? You mentioned it briefly, but maybe you can get into it a little bit more.
Yes, Roslyn is essentially for developers and allows building developer tools with advanced code analysis APIs. Mm-hmm. So you can actually use the same APIs that Visual Studio is using for the code editor or for the compilation process or for empowering some of the IDE features.
So like the little squiggle that comes underneath,
exactly.
That's a code analysis feature, but you can sort of even make your own squiggle later on, is what you're saying?
Yes, definitely, yes.
That's interesting. So is it giving you like the language? So I'm trying to understand, like there's probably some API methods in Roslyn that you call and it gives you back something. Can you give me an example of that interaction?
Yes. The code analysis engine is built upon some classes.
Sure.
Of course. And these classes can plug into the code editor.
I see.
But this is not restricted to Visual Studio. Any developer tool can interact with the APIs, can invoke methods from that from those classes, can invoke properties that expose information about the source code.
I see. And could it be anything like from the AST to how many variables you're declaring?
Exactly.
To pretty much anything.
Exactly. At any moment in the compilation process, the compiler exposes information about the source code, which is not limited to how many variables, how many fields.
Pretty much everything.
Yeah, but it's everything, including the diagnostics. So you can immediately understand an error, where an error is occurring, why, and if you are building your own developer tools, or if you're just plugging into the Visual Studio Code Editor, you can provide your code fixes, suggestions to improve the code, refactorings.
I see.
Yeah.
So the second question was, the first question was again, what can you get out of Roslyn? The second was, how can you sort of build something that plugs into Visual Studio? What is it? There's got to be like a special package or a special project type. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, actually, there is a package that you can download from the Visual Studio Gallery, which is the .NET Compiler Platform SDK.
Okay.
This provides project templates that allow you to create the proper projects for Roslyn analysis. Mm-hmm. And these templates automatically they allow generating DLLs.
I see.
That the Visual Studio Code Editor can recognize as code analyzers.
I see. And where do you just drop them into a folder, like a plugin folder?
Yes, there is a folder called analyzers where the compiled DLLs go when Visual Studio will use your analysis library.
I see. And so when Visual Studio starts, it checks this folder for your assemblies. There's probably some endpoint that it knows about from the project template, and then everything sort of runs.
Yes,
from there.
And actually a Roslyn analysis package can be just per project, so you can download an analyzer as a NuGet package.
Oh, or, that's even more powerful.
Yes, even more. Or you can just download the full package as a VSIX extension that will be available to any project.
I see, and so you can make your own V6 package to package up your extensions.
Yes.
Okay, so the last question now is, because we've looked sort of at the straight line path from Roslyn now to building something in Visual Studio, what if you want to make a special code analyzer just for your own stuff? What does that look like? How does that feel? And is the process the same?
Yes, you can use an additional project template, which is basically a console application that automatically downloads from NuGet the Roslyn libraries.
I see.
Or you can download the Roslyn libraries from NuGet to any of your project.
Uh-huh.
Use the APIs to analyze source text.
I see. So you're pretty much getting the source text.
Yes.
It's building the AST. You get that back, and you can do special analysis.
Exactly. Not limited to this, Roslyn exposes APIs to manage Visual Studio solution, so the .sln files, projects, any code file in a project under the form of a document. So it's very, very powerful. You can do a lot of things with Roslyn, of course, is for building developer tools.
That's awesome. And so, I mean, I can imagine a scenario where if you're building your own library and you want it to be used a specific way optimally, you can sort of expose that with code analyzers and maybe put like a certain color squiggle under here and say, this is probably not the best way to use our library.
Yes, exactly. I think this is one of the biggest benefits of Roslyn,
That's awesome. So we have this article in MSDN. Please go see it. Where can people go to find out more about you and what you do?
They can follow me on Twitter at ProGalex.
I do.
Yeah. Or for Italian developers, I run a user group called Visual Basic Tips and Tricks. Mm-hmm. And people can find me online in the MSDN forums as well.
And I think what's awesome, just to finish up, is that you didn't mention C# or VB. It could work for both at the same time.
It works for both at the same time, yeah. You can build separate code analysis tools for VB and C#, or you also have agnostic APIs so that work with both.
Well, thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you so much.
Again, we're here at MVP Summit 2015. I'm Seth Juarez. This is Channel 9. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.
Take care. Thank you.